This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, do you know what, Matt? I saw a story which follows up a little bit on something we covered last week in Wrap. But what I liked about it is that there's a call to action and there's something we can actually do. So in Poland, LGBT rights are becoming a hot and divisive topic. And there's a...
Very hot.
Yeah, there's a big election coming up in October. And Reuters... openly says that Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party, which has the fabulous an acronym PIS, I won't say anymore.
The
PIS Party. Okay. Has made hostility against LGBT people a central focus in its election campaign. They're seen as a right-wing party.
This is really just the old who can we hate to distract people,
yeah,
isn't it?
And they're definitely picking on LGBTI people. There was a march in the eastern city of Białystok, I hope I said that right, last month, and there was violence from anti-LGBT protesters and 25 arrests.
Of course, last week we mentioned the Catholic Church had spoken out, talking about a rainbow plague.
And these stickers that are being put all across to encourage people that it's an LGBT free zone. So there was another march last weekend in the city of Flock. And as many as 2,500 participants came out waving rainbow flags. But this time, there was a huge police presence, and the march was relatively peaceful. There were, however, about 1,000 counter-protesters.
And we've got a bit of local audio
so
on that.
There's a call to action. There's a call to action from a group called All Out and from a group called... KPH, which is the Polish Campaign Against Homophobia. This is what they say.
Hello, I'm Justyna, and I work for KPH, Campaign Against Homophobia, an organization that defends LGBTI rights. LGBT people are under attack here in Poland. Over 30 municipalities declare themselves LGBT-free zones. A newspaper distributed stickers with the same inflammatory slogan and crossed out Pride March flag. Participants of the Pride March in the city of Białystok were attacked with bottles and stones by nationalist hooligans and far-right groups. And now, anti-LGBT groups are calling on Facebook to block another Pride March, this time in the city of Płock, this coming Saturday. All that in European Union. They want us out of the country. But Poland is our home too. We will not back down and let the politicians scapegoat on us by turning us into a fake public enemy. Please sign our petition and call on the European Union to support us.
Over 32,000 people have already supported that petition, which is to the President of the European Commission. You'll find the details on our Facebook and on Twitter.
That's W3 Joy. In India, I noticed a story about a unique LGBT wedding, which is a transgender couple who have both undergone sex reassignment. So this comes amidst a law change that's been put up at the moment, and there's a lot of discussion within the trans community in India as to whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. There's some good parts to it, but there's some things that the trans community is worried about.
So there was a huge Supreme Court decision in 2014, which is where this law change that's before Parliament now comes up, and also where a previous bill comes from. But I think the problem here, and it's interesting to have a story about transgender rights and birth certificates when we've got that happening in Victoria, the issue is as to whether you can self-affirm as trans or whether you need surgery. And as the law is currently written, people will be forcibly, or they will be inspected to see whether they've had gender reassignment surgery, which is just completely unacceptable. So to call it the transgender rights bill seems pretty inaccurate to me. This is a story I think we might flesh out in a full episode at a later date.
Nice to see, though, the traditional Bengali ceremony can be undertaken.
The rainbow wedding looks wonderful.
Actually, I did also see Uruguay. There was a push to reverse trans rights there, and they needed to get, I think it was 25% of a... They needed to get a certain number of people on a petition. They didn't get it. So I think Uruguay is also a country that has is holding up on... their trans rights.
Now tell us about the gay penguins.
The gay penguins, I've been hanging out for this
one. I know you have.
It's so cute. They're emperor penguins. It's Berlin Zoo. And there were two gay penguins hanging out together all the time. They tried to hatch a dead fish and then they tried to hatch a rock, you know, sitting on a rock. This is how, you know, desperate they were. Well, as it turns out, one of the other female emperor penguins abandoned their egg. So they thought, hey, let's give it to the two gay boys over there. They have done a fantastic job. They're keeping it warm, putting their feet on it, covering it with their bellies, doing all the right things that you would want dad and dad to do. And, of course, same-sex penguin couples exist all over the place.
And it's legal?
And it's legal. I think they're even going to have a marriage ceremony. Of course, there's many species in the animal kingdom where, you know, there's sexual diversity. But I just thought that was nice.
Yeah, we need that. In these times, we do need a bit of flavour and a bit of variety in the stories that we tell. Otherwise, you get pretty depressed listening to this global news. So we bring it all to you on World Wide Wave.
And you can follow us throughout the week. We post all sorts of stories from around the world on W3 Joy, World Wide Wave on Facebook. Keep you entertained. You'll be the talk of the dinner party.
Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.